At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If this actually happens, it's kind of hard to determine if this would even be big news in Rochester.
Oh.
Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Where this was unfathomable.
Oh, sure.
If it happened 50 years ago, it would have immediately devastated our area.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does happen now,
yeah.
How many people, outside of the few that still work here, wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, what are they doing over there, man?
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Kodak.
Kodak.
May soon be no more.
Okay.
So here is the...
I mean, we've all accepted that fate to some extent.
They don't even take care of the sign.
I kind of think so. I kind of thought it was just really a name at this
point. I just thought it was a shell with a college in there.
Definitely not what it once was.
Like, is there somebody over there right now? At Kodak,
yeah.
Working for Kodak, that's doing less than me.
No, we know that's
there a, might be.
That is impossible.
There might be.
So a quote from a story on 13WAM yesterday. Yeah. The company has substantial doubt about its ability to stay in business.
Substantial doubt.
To avoid all the business mumbo jumbo, but let you know what's going on.
Okay.
They are in big time debt. And that that debt.
Folks, he's in trouble.
That debt is coming due within the next 12 months. And they say...
That's like saying the Titanic, I think, is flooded.
Kodak says they don't have the money to pay the debt.
Pay the debt. Okay.
Okay.
So they're basically my sister.
Yes. They're on their fifth marriage. Four guys, though. So yeah. It doesn't really count. Are you ready to be floored by something?
What?
Okay. So Kodak says right now, according to a story on 13WAM, the company has $155 million in cash.
In what?
Cash.
Cash.
The Kodak company
has $155 million.
To put that in perspective, that's less than half of the six-year, $330 million contract that Josh Allen just signed. Oh. Josh Allen is worth two Kodaks right
wow.
now. Now, the 130-year-old company already filed for bankruptcy back in 2020. We remember that. And in that, because of that, they had to sell off a bunch of their businesses and a bunch of their patents.
So they cashed out.
You got it. They were thrown a lifeline by the federal government to help manufacture medicine here domestically.
Oh, that should go well.
Yep. But
all ready to go.
And then alleged insider trading.
Before they turn the microphones off.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Despite the fact that all got screwed up, Kodak still started building a facility to do just that.
The pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is expected to open later this year, right before they go out of business.
So there's a bunch of debt that's due, and they ain't got no money. I have a question to the debt people.
Sure.
Who loaned Kodak money at this stage of the game thinking, you know what? That's a good investment. Those boys, they're onto something over there at Kodak.
Good question. I don't know.
Sure, here's a check.
I don't know. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does it matter if Kodak goes out of business to the people of Rochester?
I think no, because I think everybody's grown accustomed that it's dead.
But it's been here.
But it's been dead forever.
But it's been dead in here.
Yeah. I think maybe people thought there'd always be a small piece of it left here, like that name would kind of always live on, no matter how small. But yeah, I don't think anybody thought it would like completely just vanish.
Okay, so at this moment right now,
yeah.
Kodak employs 3,900 people in total.
That's like globally?
Yeah, now I don't know how many of those are here in Rochester. And what's mind-blowing about that, in 1988, that's when Kodak was at its peak employment.
Right.
Globally, they had 145,000 employees.
God damn. It was about 60,000 here, right?
Yes, in 1982, just in Rochester, they employed 60,000 people. At that time, the population of the city of Rochester was 240,000. So they employed the equivalent of one quarter of the city of Rochester.
Yeah.
And today, they have less than 4,000 employees. So I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I was going to say, that's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So in that way, no, we're not going to notice Kodak going out of business.
Right.
I mean, it would suck for the people that still work there here, but it's not going to have like the massive wave it would have been 20, 30, 40 years ago. But from a psychological standpoint, what do you do with the Kodak stuff on Ridge Road? Right. What do you do with the Kodak world headquarters across the
street? I think that building here is iconic.
Okay.
With that sign.
Yeah.
So you don't take the sign down.
I think if that building stays, you'd still have that image.
What if somebody else buys it?
What? Isn't MCC that could happen.
What's that?
Isn't MCC in there?
It is, but the sign, the Kodak sign is still there. The Kodak sign is still on the ground, Kodak World Headquarters, when you drive by it, right?
Like, I don't even know, does Kodak own that building, or did they sell it to MCC, or did they rent? Because basically, it's an MCC campus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You.
I don't know if they own it.
Every time we have this discussion, more of MCC. You think more of it, like, eventually, like, it's going to have MCC students, like, hanging off the top, like King Kong. This is our building now! I'm assuming Kodak still owns the Kodak building.
I'm guessing.
Check that out.
But that would have been news if they sold it.
I don't know. Maybe. There was a bunch of bad news.
But I think if that building stays, you'll always have that iconic image. But if they say that building is knocked down, somebody wants to do something else, or just they don't want to pay the taxes.
No, until the taxes.
Then it's done.
I mean, like, when you walk around let's say Kodak goes out of business, and you go walk around the George Eastman house, is there a different feeling to all of the history that's in that building?
No, because the history stays. I mean, his house and where he started it, I think that's cool.
Okay.
Right? That'll stay. And don't forget, you've still got the Eastman School of Music. His name's around town.
Okay, but again, it's not the Kodak School of Music.
But it's him, and it's his money, his philanthropy.
You want to try that again?
Philanthropy.
No, Florida Tampa 3.
Florida Panthers.
Florida, Tampa 3. Tampa 2 defense.
Okay.
Tony Dungy. Philanthropy.
Yeah, Tony Dungy.
No, but like, okay. Yeah. Honestly, I wonder how many people under 40 are aware the Eastman School of Music has anything to do with
Kodak. I thought they kind of touched on that in school.
I mean, did they
the history of the town.
Have they in the last 20 years? What's Kodak been? What's Kodak been for 20 years?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A story on 13 WAM yesterday. Quote, Kodak has substantial doubt about their ability to stay in business and avoiding all of the deep business mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
They're in big time debt. That debt is coming due within the next 12 months. And some in the company say they don't have the money to pay it.
A little short.
Right now, the entire Kodak company, according to the story on 13 WAM, has $155 million in cash, which again is one half of the last contract Josh Allen signed.
This is an episode of this is like the middle of the Blues Brothers. You boys drank $300 worth of beer. We owe you $200. Well, I'm going to go out and sign it in the car. I got to go help him.
Kimmy, does Kodak still own the Kodak?
Yep, the Eastman Kodak Company still owns and maintains its headquarters, which is the iconic Kodak Tower.
And the birds.
No, the birds.
The Falcons.
No, they actually own the Falcon. They own the Falcons money. So the weirdest part of this whole thing, even if Kodak were to go out of business, the company would not be totally dead. Now, to your point, Eastman School of Music, George Eastman House, all that stuff.
But the image of Kodak.
Well, I kind of thought like they were having a moment in like the film industry, right?
Oh, yeah, they were producing film.
Yeah, like they started producing film, and it was still being used in Hollywood to some extent.
So that's not what I meant.
Okay.
We talked last month about a New York Times story written by our good buddy David Andreas.
Yeah, what's he saying?
Kodak licensed their name and image to all sorts of companies that make all kinds of different products, from clothing to solar panels, camping gear, hammers, all this stuff, right? And how there could be, in the coming months and years, a resurgence in the Kodak name and logo when you go out to shop.
Okay.
Like, you could walk into, I don't know, Walmart, and there's a Kodak sleeping bag.
Yeah.
It is a little bit funny that if Kodak goes out of business within the next 12 months,
yeah,
It'll be followed potentially by us seeing their name and logo more now than we have in the last 30 years.
On things that aren't related to photography.
Yes.
At all.
Somebody else putting it to use.
But like, how cruel would that be? Like, Kodak has been an afterthought in this town for 20 years.
Yeah.
They go out of business. Go ahead, get your Kodak hammers, ladies and gentlemen. Kodak t-shirts, Kodak hats.
Sleeping bag.
All right, I'm going to start with Kimmy on this question.
Yeah.
Because your dad was a Kodaker.
Yep.
Mom was a Kodaker.
Yep.
Brother.
Their families.
Yeah. Brother was born with a yellow head. That's how Kodak that family was. If Kodak goes down for good,
yeah,
much like Tommy's mom.
Jesus, what did my mother do?
I was talking about her being dead, not Nobbin' Dudes. I was trying to be respectful.
All right.
No, I was kidding. It was Nobbin' Dudes. If Kodak goes down forever, what is the lasting legacy in Rochester of Kodak? Do we as a community have good memories of Kodak? Or do we, majority good memories, or do we as a community have majority bad memories?
I don't
know.
I think you can appreciate it, but I think towards the end, most people, and the way Kodak was with their employees, all the layoffs, things, I just think that that's the lasting memory in most people's heads.
Tommy, does
But as time moves on, you know, with people not as connected to it, like I was in a Kodak family, but, you know, your kids, grandkids, whatever, they're not going to have that memory of Kodak. They're just going to think of it as part of Rochester's history, right?
Okay, all right. Tommy, if they go down.
Yeah, much like my mother.
Just much like your hoary mother.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, you want to pay off that debt, call up Edie Buley. Does the greater Rochester area have majority good memories of Kodak or majority bad memories of Kodak?
I mean, anytime you talk to anybody about Kodak, they bring up the end more than they bring up the high times.
But everyone alive lived through the end.
Right, but they only talk about the end.
Okay.
Like anybody I know, even when I first moved here, it was 93, and they were on the way down for sure.
Sure.
They only talked about that. And then they talked about how they pissed away their bonuses. Like they always said, man, I shouldn't have bought that furniture set. I shouldn't have taken that balloon note on a Corvette. Like I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. I should have saved it. Like it was like, should have realized that this money was not going to last forever.
But I mean, look.
It was all negative.
Okay.
I think even people that still work for Kodak, like they even now see it deteriorating. So that's probably going to be their lasting memory, even though they're still there.
All right. So if we break this down.
The high times were so far away. You're talking the 1960s,
but they 70s. Also, but they also lasted for a long time.
Oh, they did.
This company is over 130 years
old. That's like
old.
Civil War times.
All right. Kodak arguably made this city what it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? It created families. I mean, Kimmy, how many people met, got married, and had babies working at Kodak together?
Yeah.
And this company fed God knows how many kids for decades and decades.
Oh, yeah.
Think of all the rec leagues.
All right. So, I mean, how many great softball players?
That's my childhood memories came from Kodak softball teams.
Okay, but on the other hand, I mean, it may have left some terrible environmental situations.
Yep. Oh, it did.
Yep, sure did.
Corporate greed, failure to adapt, destroyed a golden goose that we had here. I mean, like you said, you tore the rug out from families that thought they had a 40-year career and a lifetime pension. I mean, would something else have filled the gap for Kodak if Kodak never existed? Because that's the argument here. If Kodak
another
never,
industry.
But what would that have been, and would that have had as successful a run as Kodak did?
I mean, like, back in the day, like, you have, like, Akron, Ohio with tires, right? You have Detroit, obviously.
Yeah, but
I mean, you had Pittsburgh with steel. I mean, like,
so let's think about cities in our area.
Yeah.
Like, name the company that made Buffalo.
Well, they were a factory town, but I can't think of one actual anchor business.
Okay, same thing. Syracuse. Name the company that made Syracuse.
Well, Carrier.
Okay. Shut up. But that wasn't as close.
building that they played. Football.
Carrier wasn't sponsoring the Olympics.
No,
Carrier wasn't on a NASCAR. Right. You know, Binghamton, Utica. I know that IBM was in Binghamton, but they weren't founded there. The point I'm making is like.
Oh, yeah, this town. Yeah, I mean, it's very unique that the guy that came up with the idea started it in this town.
Yeah.
And his house was right down the street.
And they wrote it out the whole time.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean,
it's iconic. It's an amazing story.
And it was our identity for 60, 70 years.
Yeah. But almost every one of those industries from that day has tanked.
Yeah.
Steel, you know, coal, the auto industry. I mean, you could look at all those industries kind of went away.
Is there an industry that hasn't?
Porn. I mean, it's Van Nuys, California is still grinding them out with the grind, baby.
In all seriousness, like a commodity that we've had, you know, something we all need, a business that's existed, that has existed since the early 1900s that never faded. Is there one that exists?
that's still in business. It would be something like Campbell's Soup or something like that, like an iconic name that they still make soup.
Yeah, but a lot of those places moved.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they still do it. I think it's Camden, New Jersey.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Oh, is that why the soup tastes like that?
Yeah, it's a little tinny.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kodak, a story yesterday on 13 Wham, is in a lot of debt, believe it or not. That debt is coming due within the next 12 months, and they are worried they don't have the money to pay it off, which means they would be out of business.
Yeah.
Kodak out of business. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, man.
I used to work there in the late 90s, and I knew the company is going to have trouble because when they shut down the R&D of Lake Avenue, that was Josh Fisher, I believe.
You mean research and development, inventing stuff, stuff like that?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, so Teddy, you knew this and you didn't say anything?
No, I left. I left a company.
Thanks a lot. You could have saved the city, Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy ruins America. Thank you.
No, and not only that, because when the copy product and some other product, they move to Mexico and China, there is a sign that the company is not doing well because the people here is not happy because everybody losing the job.
All right, so, yeah, I get what you're saying. I just, you know, again, yeah. If you would have just pulled someone aside and been like, hey, listen.
Yeah, it's no good over
here. Yeah, stop this. I'm Teddy. I've been places. I've worked on a cruise ship, people. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
According to Teddy, people lost their jobs and were sad.
We were asking about a business that has not...
An icon is still around.
Adam writes us, I work at the Jenny Brewery. We're still cranking. Been around since 1878.
Yeah, and they had their downtime.
Well, that's just it.
They reinvented themselves.
But they weren't cranking the whole time.
No. A little bit of a roller coaster.
It is amazing what the Genesee Brewery has been able to
do. They turned it around.
Yeah. But, you know, there was a time...
There was a downtime.
Where we were looking at, like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
You know, so we had asked the everlasting memory of Kodak for people here in the greater Rochester area if they go out of business. Is it good? Is it bad? Kyle's on CMF. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so I'm like Timmy's age, and it basically my view is kind of negative on Kodak and how they missed the boat. But I also think that technology kind of pushed kids to go to engineering schools or something like that, and then we've reinvented ourselves in, you know, the aerospace technology or some of these other high-end things that maybe wouldn't have kicked off if we didn't have that type of education around.
Oh, he makes a really good point.
Fair point.
Engineers make engineers, bro, because it's just so boring.
I didn't know we had aerospace here.
Well that's how dumb we are.
Where's our aerospace store?
What are you talking about?
The factory. Where's our rocket
store? It's at one of them all, aerospace style.
Oh, you didn't tell? Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, great joint.
All right, so Kyle, you're an engineer?
No, I'm not, but I have friends that are in.
But I know a guy.
You're so dumb. And you old. You're as old as Kimmy.
You're like us, Kyle. You're older. You're dumb. You're dumb and you're old.
Yep.
Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
No. I mean, we were forced to find other things, good or bad.
No, but I think what you're missing in Kyle's point is he's right. Like, with all of the resources we had here in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it created these new industries that shot off from Kodak, businesses that were established.
Guys started their own stuff.
Exactly, and it created this need for education for things that didn't exist before in Rochester. I mean, I don't know how much our IT succeeds because Kodak is here in town.
Okay.
Right? So, all right.
There you go.
Still sucks.
Yeah.
Not our IT, though, Kodak.
No, we got aerospace.
Aerospace style.
Yeah.
Tight jeans, bro. Let's take a break.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Something is wrong here.
What happened?
According to this, we're working so hard as Americans, we are missing this very important moment every single day.
Oh.
But if you listen to the big bosses, Tommy,
yeah,
folks are lazy. They're not getting enough done from 9 to 5. So who do you believe?
All right.
And how does this look during your workday?
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we have breaking news.
Yeah, you said big stuff.
Big stuff. If you're a Bills fan, great news. It is official. We told you this morning that James Cook went back to practice yesterday, and we were speculating, was this him just saying, all right, I'm going to play?
Yeah, you're caving.
Or was a deal on the horizon? Turns out a deal was on the horizon.
What'd he get?
Your Buffalo Bills have signed James Cook to a 4-year contract extension. $48 million,
damn.
$30 million of that guaranteed.
Oh.
So they got him for around $11 million a year, non-guaranteed. So they won. The Bills, let's see, what's 4 years? 48. So 44 would have been million.
It's better than
welcome
we
to math, folks.
It's $12 million a year.
Yeah.
Without guaranteed money, it's $12 million a year. Guaranteed money, it's about 8 and something.
Okay, so he didn't get?
He didn't get 15. He got what the Bills wanted to give him.
So he caved.
Yes.
Right.
He took the guaranteed money. Well, right. He took the money that was on the table there. All right. Well, the good news is the Bills.
That explains why he's back at practice.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he got his money, but he's still no commented. Is he not happy that he got that money?
Unless it wasn't finalized yet.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Like that's, it wasn't, he didn't want to say anything until the deal was done.
That's fine. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, he's
back, baby.
4 years under contract.
He's probably not all that happy. Go get him there, Coachy.
All right, now to get to this story, over one half of Americans say they skip lunch for the sake of work.
But we're fat.
A new study.
How's that work?
Showed 55% of American employees intentionally skip lunch on hectic days to be more productive. The average person who responded to this say they also plain forget
to eat
to have lunch at least 2 days a week.
Damn.
While they are on the clock.
That sucks.
And going further, about 4 in 10 American employees say they need to set a daily reminder to stop them to eat lunch while they're working.
All right, so they're not told, all right, go take your lunch?
Because,
you worked at Wegmans. I worked at a grocery store.
Yeah.
It was, a set time. You got, lunch and you got 2 15-minute breaks.
They forced you. Yeah, they forced you to do it.
You had to punch out and do the whole thing.
Okay, I guess it depends on what kind of job situation you have. Because you're right. There are those hourly jobs where you have to take
lunch.
Yeah,
you take your break.
But, if you're a salaried employee.
Or a sales guy. Or
whatever it is.
Delivery guy.
Or girl.
Oh, gals are,
selling and delivering, too.
Yeah, skipping. Yeah,
that's right. I mean,
that sucks.
It's up to you. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, do you believe that 55% of American employees skip lunch on a regular basis?
Well, I think I like those Amazon guys and gals that are people, yeah. How they just seem to go nonstop.
Okay.
So they may not really take a time to sit down and eat lunch.
Can you eat in the truck? Now, this doesn't say sit down and eat lunch. This just says eat.
Oh, you're just talking. Okay, because I was thinking of, like, taking a break. No. You're just saying they don't even have, like, food in the truck that they're eating while they're working.
No, it said most people in America now say they snack instead of lunching while they're working.
Lunch isn't the priority.
Yeah. Okay, now, I want to be clear. This study is self-reported.
Yeah.
So it all depends on who you trust. Because on one hand, this makes sense. You want to get what you have to get done so you can leave it at your job. Folks are now feeling the pressure to perform. It's not like the job security today is what it was 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
But Tommy.
That blows. Yeah.
If you talk to the bosses and the CEOs, people aren't working hard enough.
Yeah, but the man's been saying that since day one.
No. Nobody wants to work anymore, first of all. Second of all, I get these lazy ass working from home, doing just enough to get by. They're looking around and walking around.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like someone who'd skip lunch.
But that's the man.
Who do you trust?
You never trust the man. He's a liar.
You always trust the man. You always trust the man.
Only when I'm getting some, bro.
Because you also always think that people in self-reported studies lie to make themselves look better.
This one I can kind of believe, though.
Okay.
Like, I just think, like, you know, like those barons back in the day that said, you know, they weren't working hard enough, even though he killed 7 a day at his factory. Well, but they weren't working hard enough.
You didn't kill 9.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you believe that 55% of Americans skip their lunch to work on a regular basis?
So we're not talking about eating lunch, right? We're talking about just not taking a lunch break.
No, we're talking about not eating lunch, period.
Not eating lunch. So they could still be taking a lunch break and just not eating lunch. They just want a break.
No, I mean, this study, it says they're working through their lunch.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
They are working.
Hmm.
Do you believe it?
Doesn't
sound like you believe it.
I just think... I think people are putting more emphasis on maybe like breakfast and dinner and just lunches, whatever it is. Like they're not making it a point to really focus on eating lunch, to your point. They'd rather just work through it, potentially shorten their day if they can.
Okay. 252 WCMF, how many days a week do you skip your lunch? Because I'll be honest with you, man. I could not skip my lunch.
I couldn't either.
There's no job I've ever done where I would sacrifice my lunch. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Fire me. I'm eating.
Because that was like the break you wanted when you were busting your ass all day.
Thank you. Like we've talked about burnout on the show before, how increasing numbers of Americans say they're burning out at their jobs. The fastest way to burn out at your job is to not take the 25, 35, 40 minutes that they give you to just go,
Yeah, you need a rest.
You're right. Like you looked forward to that break, but wasn't it also, it was hard to like enjoy that break because you're just counting down the minutes.
I loved every second.
Really?
So like when I worked at Wegmans, great job. But I would go eat lunch in my car just to get the peace and quiet.
Yeah,
everybody loved it.
It was. I'm telling you,
he had like, mouth for 10 minutes.
It was Shangri-La.
Yeah,
I'm off my feet. I don't got to talk to anybody. Yeah. I got this nice sandwich right in front of me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was heaven.
I want to do that right now. Go sit in my 1992 Chevy Corsica. Eat lunch at the Live Wegmans. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I'm sure your mom has that Corsica parked somewhere at her house, right?
Well,
saving it for you?
You need it for parts, Jeremy.
Obviously. Listen, to all you people who are skipping lunch and you think that you're saving time and you know you're going to climb the corporate ladder and get you farther ahead, it's not going to matter. Take the time, get your nutrition, because your mind doesn't work right without proper nutrition.
He's right.
I don't care how busy that you think that you are. It's not going to help you in the long run.
Eat those Doritos.
It's going to be way more detrimental.
No, but he's right.
He's right, but do you think though people are skipping lunch because they think it's going to help them climb the corporate ladder?
What else would it be?
I would just think I just want to get there. Yeah, I just want to get through the day. I don't know if it's so much that you're working to show the boss that you're working or if it's more just like, I just want to get this stuff over with.
Hmm.
I don't know. I hear a lot of people talking, I was so busy that I forgot to eat. Maybe I'm different from everyone, but...
Based on this call, eating, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Eating is the thing I look forward to most in life above virtually everything else. It's far and away my favorite activity. It's the thing that brings me the most joy. So I don't care what I'm doing. I need to eat.
Eat.
And people who say they can't eat or whatever, it's just silly. You guys just basically proved it yourself. You love your breaks. You can't skip lunch. This is an asinine
thing. I love eating.
Yeah, do you?
Eat it all the time,
What do you
man.
Eat, Tommy?
I just a meal or something, like a nice snack.
Oh, good. Okay, that's what we're talking about.
At your mama's house.
So she made you a meal?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because she was so appreciative
of
my eating skills.
Of her meals?
My eating skills.
No, she just wanted to get rid of you, stupid. Go away.
Well, why were you watching?
Well, because he was there looking for a carburetor on a 92 Chevy Corsica.
I was eating my sandwich outside the window, enjoying my lunch break.
Jeremy,
hey, can I go?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Go backwards for one second.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Do you know who Adam Reeder is? The professor of rock on YouTube.
Yeah.
You ever seen him?
Yeah.
He's done about 700 or 800 interviews. He said that nobody has ever wanted payment except for Chubby Checker. Chubby Checker, for a one-hour interview, wanted $100,000.
$100,000? Well, that'll help pay for his 30-foot statue.
Come on, baby. Eat lunch and twist with me. See you, Dix.
See you, Jeremy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got a ton of stuff coming in on Instagram. Yeah. This new study says 55% of Americans skip lunch on a regular basis for the sake of work. 4 in 10 Americans say they need to set a daily reminder so they can stop and eat lunch. And the average person who responded to this study said they just plain forget to eat lunch while on the clock at least 2 days a week. You know, Jeremy brings up, I agree with everything Jeremy said. The nutrition part, the you're not going to climb the corporate ladder. Kimmy, you're right. It does feel like sometimes you're under such a gun.
Maybe there are some people trying to show the boss that they're working hard. I think it's mostly just, I'm caught up in this thing right now. I'm going to finish it because I don't feel like taking a break.
What sucks, though, is if you are doing it to try and get ahead,
right,
there are always that handful of dicks that will do this at your job.
Yeah.
And if your boss takes notice of it, you do feel pressure.
Yeah.
Because they're going to make an they're going to point out how hard that person's working, you know.
That person doing it is going to point out what they're doing. Yeah.
Never missed a day.
All right, I see you guys on hold. Sit tight there. We got a ton of messages coming in on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Sarah writes, I'm an engineer in an office. Can confirm a lot of us work through lunch to go home earlier because we are busy or get sidetracked. I would say out of 80 engineers, at least half of this do it while I'm working. That's okay, though. Engineers can run solely on Mountain Dew.
Yes, they do.
Mike says, I work for FedEx. We take breaks whenever we need to, but a lot of our deliveries are time sensitive, so if we have to rush through the days to make quotas, I often skip lunch or just eat while I'm driving between
That's what
stuff.
I figured. They just had food in the truck.
Is it illegal to eat while driving?
As a commercial driver?
I don't think. I've never heard of somebody getting pulled over for
it. I thought it was illegal to drive and eat as a human. As a licensed driver.
Bro, that's how we lived in when we were stand-up comics.
No, I understand. I'm not saying they pull you over for it, but I thought there was like a law.
You cannot eat?
You cannot eat.
No, we have drive-thru.
What do we got?
It seems as though there are no specific laws towards eating while driving.
Well, then I was wrong. How can I not look at my cell phone, but I can eat a burrito?
I don't know.
Well, because you're just like this. See?
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
I know you know
it. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. What it is, yeah.
It could be a form of distracted driving, maybe if it
based on the size of your burrito.
I would guess it would have to actually lead to an accident.
I don't think you could have a sandwich over 12 inches.
I will read you this one before we go back to the phones.
All right.
Noah writes, I skip lunch every day at work, not because I choose to, because I simply forget to bring one.
Like my fat ass would always remind me to eat.
Here's the problem. Always. Noah brings up a good point. Because I've been that spot before, and luckily I worked at a grocery store, so I could just buy food.
Yeah, you grab some.
But if you don't have time.
To forget to eat.
If you work in a place that is in the middle of nowhere, or you're in like a food desert where there's nothing to buy, and you forget your lunch, you're effed.
You are screwed.
I mean, I guess Uber Eats like changes that, but you're also then paying half of the money you're making that day.
It's going to get expensive.
To get a Chipotle rice bowl delivered to your office. 252-WCMF. There is the least surprising part of this study that we have to get to.
Okay.
And it involves all you gentlemen listening. But let's go back to the phones, 252-WCMF. 55% of Americans say they skip lunch on a regular basis and work through it intentionally. Pee a day? Am I saying that correctly? Pee a day?
No. It's Piaget.
Piaget. My apologies.
Piaget.
You are the first Piaget we've ever had in the break room. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. What do you got?
So, for me personally, I work at the hospital. They don't allow you to skip lunch breaks, but I don't like to spend money. So, I skip lunch maybe 3-4 times a week. I also skip breakfast, too.
Okay, so do you...
So, you eat once a day.
Well, she lays on a rock, takes in the sunshine, and that's her sustenance.
Oh, I got you.
How?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm hungry all the time. I just say, it's okay. I got food at home. I'll get it at some point.
Well, you got to be skinny living like that.
It is a sad tragedy. I am 118 pounds and I'm trying to gain weight, but it's not going to work out if I don't eat.
Well, it's kind of like fasting. You're doing that whole intermittent fasting without really meaning to.
Might be healthy.
No, doesn't sound healthy. This does not sound healthy.
She's 118 pounds. She's probably a little cutie.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious right now?
So creepy.
Are you serious right now? Hey, you want to host a game show in the 50s? What are you doing?
I bet she's looking good.
Piaget, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay, you know you can bring like a cheese stick or something to work and gnaw on that throughout the day.
Cheese stick.
Like a squirrel.
Here's my cheese stick.
So the problem with that is I tend to forget any lunch that I pack.
Okay. Well, if only
that. Wait, you work in medicine and you forget a lot of crap.
Well, she's busy.
Wait, didn't you say you work in a hospital? They all have cafeterias.
Well, but that's what she's saying. She doesn't want to spend the extra money.
It's probably super expensive, right?
Yes, they've been raising prices. They charge tax now.
Oh, the tax. Forget about the tax, Pat.
All right, well,
the nurse's tax.
Tax. Piaget, Connor wrote us on Instagram and says, please remind her, meal replacement shakes will be her best friend. Go buy some shakes, Piaget.
Like those Ensure things?
Yeah.
Protein shakes?
Or what they give old people so they don't break their hips. Just put something in your body, for God's sakes.
Fair enough.
Don't.
I can give that a shot.
But don't blow up.
Piaget, thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
There goes Piaget.
I can see if you work a job where you're on your feet a lot, running around, it would be easy to just forget. You know,
pack of cheese.
Time passes. You're so busy that time goes by so fast. You're like, I could just wait it out till dinner.
No, I get it. And I get the expense thing, too. Understood. Yeah. But all right. The least surprising part of the study we have in front of us.
Yeah.
And Piaget, I think, illustrates this.
What's that?
I'm never going to forget that name, by the way.
How could you not?
For the rest of my life, if that woman ever calls, we will never mispronounce her name. Women in this study were way more likely to skip lunch at work than men were. 63% of women say they skip lunch on a regular basis compared to 48% of men.
But women have a weird relationship with food in general.
Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why that could be.
I don't know, but I mean, don't you agree?
She's probably little and cute. Don't blow up, honey. Babe. I can't imagine why any woman would feel weird about having have a weird relationship with food. Can't imagine why. That would be.
Well, you shut him up pretty good. You know, the only thing that gives me pause about this study, right, 55% of Americans skipping lunch locally, and this is just anecdotal, so take it with a grain of salt. If you are on Jefferson Road, Ridge Road, on a weekday between like 11 a.m. and 12:30, it feels like all of Rochester is in line to get lunch at every restaurant.
Okay, so everything's slammed.
You avoid those places if you can.
I mean, do we have a non-lunch skipping culture here in Rochester? Like, we just talked about Kodak.
Yeah.
No one at Kodak in the history of the company ever skipped lunch.
Did they have like a diner there or like a cafeteria?
Yeah, in the bigger building.
Yeah.
Kimmy's favorite memories are going to either the cafeteria with her dad.
It was fun.
Or mom.
My mom, yeah. The Wegmans that I go to, the one on East Ave, is like built for lunch. Like if you hit that Wegmans around like from noon to like 1:30, I mean, it is just flooded in the prepared food section.
So maybe that's just it too. We have a lot more options than maybe other cities would.
Yeah.
Right? We'll finish it up with this.
What's that?
Jacob writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. I just eat sunflower seeds. Don't have time to take a break usually. He works as a squirrel.
Man, that's got to mess with your insides.
Well, he has no upper gums anymore. Just a big hole to his brain.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's an idea taking the country by storm.
Great.
We're going to have two open here in Rochester soon. They're doing so well that they are now expanding coast to coast.
Oh.
And because of that,
yeah,
the biggest company on the planet, one of them, is about to sue the pants off them. And as great as this company may be, how did you not see this coming?
I thought that they owned that.
That's why they're getting sued.
So, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, home of So Okay.
Okay.
96.5 WCMF. Apple Cinema has been a bit of a phenomenon. So there is one in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
There is one that will be opening up in the mall in Greece.
I mean, it's a luxury.
Yes. If you're not familiar with it, big-ass leather reclining chairs, options to buy drinks and dinner.
Yeah, it's a restaurant and bar.
You got it. And this company has been so successful, they have been buying up closing movie theaters, traditional movie theaters across the country, renovating them, and turning them into this gold mine.
Yeah.
They are opening their first Apple Cinema in San Francisco soon.
Okay.
And because of that, another company resides in that area is not happy.
Yep.
Yesterday, Apple sued Apple Cinemas Incorporated for, quote, deliberate misuse of the Apple name and allegations that they are profiting from the company's trademark and brand. They say that the public is easily confused that the brands are related.
Yeah, I thought that was they own this company.
The way I read it, too, it kind of seemed like Apple was letting it go until they got a little too close to home.
San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm like they were kind of like, they didn't love it, but it was like not worth their time until you opened up right in their own backyard.
Damn.
Now, everyone, I have yet to go to Apple Cinema. Mm. My wife and kids have gone. Everyone I know.
They rave on it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Great.
It's a cool experience.
That being said, what were you thinking?
I know, like Business 101 knows. Let's don't call it after the biggest business on the planet.
It was literally my first thought when we heard about this company coming to town. Like, before they even opened, I was like, oh, I wonder if they're associated with Apple.
I mean, there's other names they could have used, like Walmart.
You could have put another word along with Apple. Apple Pie. Apple Pie Cinemas.
Apple Pie Cinemas?
Yeah.
Anything. Anything with anything.
It kind of makes it sound like an adult movie theater.
Oh.
Yeah, true. You'd be disappointed.
Apple Pie movies. So here's the thing. Maybe you're thinking, like, well, how would they know in the 80s or 90s? You know, the company started in 2010.
Yeah, it hasn't been around.
No, well after the iPhone had taken America by storm. So, like, there's not even an excuse you could use. Like, well, how would we know that Apple was going to be, like, this dominant company? And what's even funnier, the logo for Apple Cinemas is almost identical to the Apple logo with just, like, some, like, streaks across the front of it.
So they really phoned that part of it in.
Unless they were intentionally trying to get people to believe that they were a subsidiary or owned by Apple. I don't know.
But they would have to know it's going to bite them in the ass. Like you said, it's going to catch up.
Okay, so like there are several examples of businesses not thinking they're going to get big enough for it to matter. For example, Vanilla Ice, his big hit Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
The hook is from Under Pressure. We all know this. Mm-hmm. Queen, David Bowie. They did that. It was a B-side to a record. They didn't think that that was going to be a big deal. And when it blew up, Vanilla Ice and his people were forced to buy the publishing rights to Under Pressure, which cost him a fortune.
But some of these companies that go after the littlest dudes, man. So the restaurant Oscars here, he had three of them. And the Oscars came after him and made him take all the stuff out. Like, they had, like, the fake statue.
What stuff?
Like an Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was it was a local restaurant.
Okay, and
bro, Hollywood, California went after a guy on Monroe Avenue and made him close it down because, you know, that's really killing the Oscar.
Fair enough.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. And they went, and Kodak went after a comic that went by the name of Kodak. And he had to change his name to Dak Rako because Kodak sued him and made him change his name.
Why did he call himself Kodak, though?
I guess because he thought it was funny.
Was he doing a bit? Was there a bit involving Kodak?
Are
you doing any jokes over there? You doing any jokey jokes?
He's doing dirty jokes. Dirty film jokes.
You looking around, walking around?
But, yeah, I mean, these companies, they go after people.
No, you're right. There's a very famous story of Walt Disney suing schools and preschools for having Walt Disney characters painted on their walls and demanding
he wanted money.
Exactly. But I mean, I don't know. You got to protect your intellectual property.
Yeah. So for these people to start a goddamn theater and turn it into a national chain, I think Apple's not going to notice.
So, like, you don't want to pay Apple to use the Apple name. That's going to cost an unbelievable amount of money. So do you have to change the name on all
which is
your...
all going to cost you money. Everything has to be changed, right, legally.
Yes. So what do you do? And not just legally. Think about the signs, all the logos.
That's what I mean, everything.
Yes.
Yeah, all that stuff has to be changed.
So, like, what the hell do you do at this point?
You have to either pay Apple or change everything. What's cheaper?
Kimmy, can you, when you get a chance, Google how many Apple cinema locations there are in America?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because, like, if they have 10 locations.
Sounds like they got a lot.
Well, a lot could be 10.
Well, you got one here and you got one in San Francisco.
Well, you got two here.
Yeah.
Right?
So they could be pretty vast.
There could be 150 locations.
Yeah, there's probably a lot.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, let me make sure this is right.
All right, Kevin's going to talk like this. Right. While we do that, 252-WCMF, we got Instagram messages. Again, Apple Cinemas, two locations here. Well, one opening in Greece. They're being sued by Apple, the computer company, because they say that they are deliberately misusing the name of their company and referencing public confusion that the brands are related. Tommy just admitted he believed Apple.
Yeah, owned him.
Okay.
Owned Apple. What do we got, Kimmy?
So... It's a Massachusetts-based company.
That's them, yes.
Oh, yeah.
They only have 13 locations.
Okay.
Oh.
That's way less than I thought.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that makes sense. Like, they started small.
Okay.
And didn't think this would be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do? Come after, you know.
Talk to Dak Rako.
I just thought because they now have, like, two here that they would have had more. Because why do we have so many?
Maybe we lost more movie theaters than everyone else did.
Could be.
All right, so we've said on the show before, and I stand by it.
Yeah.
We lead the league in Connors.
What's Connor saying?
Another Connor writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. The reason why Apple would sue?
Yeah.
He says Apple's trying to get into movies, like with the TV app. There are plenty of companies with the same names. This isn't much difference. Think Dove Soap and Dove Chocolate. He's right. I mean, like, yeah, Apple has Apple TV. They produce their own films.
Yeah.
So maybe
TV
that's,
shows.
Yeah, they're okay. By the way, fun fact about confusing names. Did you know that Hershey's Chocolate and Hershey's Ice Cream are not related?
It's the same logo.
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's not.
How'd they pull that off?
So they're both from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
But they have an agreement that Hershey's ice cream only makes ice cream, and Hershey's candy does not make ice cream.
And they can use the name.
And it's been like that way for like 100 years.
That's got to be some like gentleman's agreement back in the day,
I think that's what it is.
You know, because they would not let that happen now.
But that's a legitimate thing. Like the next time you go to the grocery store, look at the logo on the Hershey's
and
ice cream.
And I will.
You will.
Oh, I
You're
will.
You're actually going to. I know you will.
Yeah, I will.
Pinochet. No, that wasn't her name. That's the dictator.
Pinochet? Oh, yeah.
We already forgot the name we were never going to forget.
Piaget. Wasn't it Piaget?
Piaget.
But she's back?
No. 252 WCMF, 252-263. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Not bad, guys. So there's a fairly new band here recently that just got sued by Disney for using, like, Mickey and stuff on there on... their clothing and stuff, and now the band's banned from playing at anything related to Disney.
And Disney owns a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
Ice Nine Kills.
Oh, I know them. Okay. All right. Jim, thanks for the call.
Wait, they're a local band?
No.
Oh.
No.
I mean, you did use the actual Mickey Mouse. Though.
Well, so, but here's the thing.
Sounds
the
like.
The old Mickey Mouse is now in public domain.
Oh, okay.
Like the Steamboat Willie Mickey.
Oh, it's like a part of America?
Yeah, you can use it for free. Same with Winnie the Pooh. You are now allowed to use Winnie the Pooh. You didn't see that horror movie? The Winnie the Pooh horror movie?
Wait, he's dead?
No, he killed people.
No, he's not kidding. It's an actual movie.
Wait, there was a horror movie. One of the Pooh kills people.
So when
it wasn't that long. It wasn't what maybe get like out of here, 5 years
so
ago.
Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse, and Winnie the Pooh.
I thought Winnie the Pooh was invented by some British dude.
Yes, that's why it went into the public domain.
Oh, okay.
Right, Disney made money just taking old stories.
Oh, okay.
But right. So now that anyone can use them for free because they've been around for like over 100
so
years.
So Winnie the Pooh is now a murderer.
Yes, and there have also been several adult-themed Steamboat Willie.
Well, that's just funny, man.
Not if you're Disney, it's not. Scott writes us on Instagram with the ultimate solution to
this. Okay.
All right. So when it comes to Apple Cinema, all you have to do is put not in front of the sign.
Oh, there you go. Not Apple.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.